just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
The universe is said to be the ocean of vibrations. Everything is vibrating. Every thought is a vibration. Every emotion is a vibration. Even trees and rocks have got vibrations. Places have got vibrations. Whenever we visit any religious place, some shrine, some temple, a church, a holy tomb, or the places where great men had performed penance, or even the places where they were born, the places where they carried out their life work, all those places are suffused with some unusual vibrations. The moment we step into those places, we are entering a different energy field, and spiritually sensitive souls can catch those vibrations. There was a scientist who was working on trees, so he had a machine. And he could chart the graph of trees. So there was a gardener, and he told the gardener to go with his axe and cut the trees, the plants. And the machines were attached to those plants, recording their graphs. Just as we have got electrocardiogram, So also he had some graph, some machine. Even before the gardener could approach the tree and cut those plants, the graph was totally changed. Not only that much, the grafts which were attached, the machines were attached to other plants. The moment gardener approached first plant, the other plants also got affected. As if they got the intuition or feeling that somebody is coming to cut them. And even other plants got the feeling that some imminent danger is around. So plants are so sensitive. Do they have life? Do they have soul? Do they have emotions? Difficult questions to answer. But they do catch the vibrations. So this entire universe is the ocean of vibrations. Whatever we think, every thought generates vibration. Every thought is like a tuning fork. You hit it and it vibrates with a particular frequency. Every emotion is a vibration. Every desire is a vibration. Every imagination is a vibration. They are projected into the universe. So what we are sending is very important. The world is our projection. As we saw yesterday, somebody says this is beautiful. Somebody says this is not beautiful. Somebody says he is a good man. Somebody says he is not a good man. That person is just a screen. You are projecting your opinion upon that person. So world is a play of projections and interpretations. You can create your own world. Two sannyasis were traveling and they had to go without food, and they could not get any food that day. So they were extremely hungry. One of them said, "Come on, let's have mental food. We'll create food in our mind and eat." So they sat in meditation, and after some time, the first sadhu said, "Oh, what a delicious food. I'm just enjoying this food with such a good dressing, with raisins, cashew, almonds. I'm just enjoying. The food is so delicious." The other sadhu, he said, "Oh, it's so chilly. This soup is very chilly. I just don't like it. It is burning my tongue." And he started shouting. The first one said, "What did you prepare?" He said, "I prepared soup with a lot of chilies." So it was his mental creation. So the first sadhu said, "Why you prepared that? Look at me. I prepared such a good halwa. I offered bhog to God and now I am enjoying it." The second sadhu said, "After all, it is not in my fortune. It is my fate. I always suffer. I have been suffering. when I was not sadhu, in spite of taking this initiation of sannyasa, I am still suffering. And even now I suffer. So your suffering is your mental creation. You create your sufferings. And then you blame. You have options. Are you prepared? So the world is your creation. You are the creator of drama. You decide your drama. There is a small drama and there is a bigger drama. You are the master of this small drama. This is your life. You create the drama of your life. The final drama is fixed. It cannot be changed. But this drama you can change. So there are two types of dramas. You are the master. You are the creator. You are the generator. So the world is the creation of our vibrations. If I keep on repeating, I am unhappy, I am sorrowful, I am sick, I am ill, I am suffering. You are sending out those vibrations into the world and the self-same vibrations come back to you to augment your suffering, to redouble your sorrow. So your happiness is your creation. Your sorrow is your creation. Your joy is your creation. Your pain is your creation. You create. The world is not outside. Your mind is the world. Your mind is the source of the world. The world is just the projection on the screen of your mind. The mind is your screen. You project. And the picture you want, you can draw. This is the Avyakta message of 9th July 2009. 9th July 2009. So Dadi, trans messenger, is going to the subtle region. And what she saw. Aaj Bab Dada ke paas jaate kya dekha ki Bab Dada bahut almighty authority roop mein vishwa ke charo aur atmao ko prakriti ko sakash de rahe. What is sakash? Sakash is vibrations. What else? Sakash is energy. What else? Sakash is light. Sakash is power. So energy or power. What is Sakash? Loving energy. Pure feelings. Sakash is pure feelings. Sakash is good wishes. Sakash is magnetic energy, electromagnetic energy. In fact, we are sending Sakash all the time. Thought itself is a Sakash. But Sakash is more used for positive, powerful, selfless, energetic vibrations. When you do it consciously, you create an energetic bond. If A is sending Sakash to B, there would be a telepathic bond which is created. There is a sender, there is a receiver. And this is the channel, a tube, through which the energy is flowing. but the path should be resistanceless. The giver should be at a higher level than the sender should be at the higher level than the receiver. Energy flows from higher potential to lower potential. There shouldn't be any impedance or resistance. So God being Almighty Authority, He was sending out His Sakash, not just to the souls, but to the five elements as well. So this Sakash is a very powerful thing. The science of telepathy is based on this. When we say that the whole universe is connected, the whole universe is one universal mind. All minds are connected. But if you can focus on a particular soul, an energetic connection would get established. Why is it that a sun is in far away land and the mother is here? Something happens to the sun and the mother gets the inkling. Mother gets the idea. In the olden times, they would show that the Rajput warriors, they would go on battlefield. And the moment he is stabbed there, the plate would fall down or the lamp would get extinguished. There was an indirect sign that something untoward has happened. Or you get a dream. There's a book, Autobiography of a Yogi, where Swami Yogananda describes the event from his childhood, Mukunda. He is going with his father and at night he gets a dream that his mother is very sick and they should go back. And the father says, no, it is just a dream. But he says, no, it's not a dream. It's true, let's move. And by the time they reached, the mother already dies. So there are people, when we are energetically connected with people, we get premonitions. We get pre-information, precognition. It's known as sixth sense. Sixth sense. It's known as ESP. Extrasensory perceptions. So Sakash, we can do anything. But as I said, the sender should be at a higher level. The sender's feeling should be extremely pure, selfless. He should be in the stage of detachment. If the sender is attached to the receiver, Sakash cannot travel. That's why Baba said, without unlimited disinterest, Sakash fails. If a mother thinks that my daughter should behave properly, but she is so much attached to her daughter, her Sakash will not reach. The Sakash should be selfless, the Sakash should be detached, the Sakash giver should be at a higher altitude than the receiver, then the Sakash flows. Sakash is the vibrational energy. You are sending a message through Sakash. Sakash is like a seed. You are planting a seed on the soil of subconscious mind of some other soul. You are sending the seed of love, of purity, of happiness, of peace. Or you are sending some message to somebody. The message would travel as a seed and get planted. And if that seed gets proper nourishment, the seed would sprout a sapling and then a plant or a tree is created. So we should be busy all the time giving Sakash. First, to your own body. The body is filled with so many impure elements. This is tamopradhan body. So take power of purity from God and fill this body with purity. The hormones hijacks purity. So send such vibrations to your brain, to those neurotransmitters, to those hormones, to different organs of the body. Purify your blood. Purify the air which is within. So to give sakash to your own body is important, because a healthy body is needed for spiritual progress. A sound body. The second is five elements. They have become tamopradhan. To send vibrations to them and purify the elements. As we said, the trees also have got vibrations, so send out the vibrations. Not just five elements, but the animals. If you see Saint Francis of Assisi, how he would talk with animals. Brother donkey, sister pig. Oh, brother Doug, you are just on time. He would talk with animals. He had that love. So your love doesn't remain restricted to humans, but it extends to everything. Yeah, so animals get attracted. Send sakash to the five continents. Europe, America, Africa, Asia, Australia. Move over them and send different vibes. The souls who are there would catch those vibrations. They need strength. And strength cannot be given just by words and speeches or lectures. They need some extra help, some power which is beyond them, some power which would elevate them, some invisible hand that would come to them and they would get uplifted. Then send power to five authorities. Satta, Dharma Satta, religion. That includes everything, bhakti and all. Raja Satta, political dominance. And third, science. And then natural science, prakriti. And then laukik. Knowledge. We are the five types of, you can call, sovereignties in the world. So give sakash to them. Then different types of souls, five types of souls: unhappy, peaceless, impure, thirsty souls, those souls who are very much afraid. Yeah, they are wandering, they are thirsty. So give sakash to them. Then places. Especially all the yajna places. Move over Madhavan, move over Cancer, over hospital, Shantivan. All the centers. So five of them. Then five types of Brahmins. All teachers, all Kumars, all Kumaris. Half Kumaris, half brothers, all of them, the five categories. Then five vices, emerge them in front of your eyes and destroy them with your powerful vibrations. So a Brahmin should remain busy throughout the day in giving, his data, his donor. So send out. The world needs your vibration. There is a poverty of pure vibrations in the world. The world is becoming poorer and poorer. And you are rich. You are full. So help them. The world is a beggar and you are a king. Donate. Bless. Give. Help, support. uplift. And in return, you will get their blessings. And there is no potent weapon than blessing that would help you to move ahead. So garner blessings from across the world, and your effort would become easy. So today, stay busy in giving Sakash all the time, not just during yoga, but throughout the day. Wherever you stand, you are sending vibrations. Wherever you see, whatever you see, send vibrations through your eyes, through your forehead, through your mouth when you speak, through your thoughts, through your emotions, through your desires. Purify places, purify persons, purify everything which is around you, because you are the master purifier. Om Shanti.